Hey, all you sexy people looking for sexy times.
Did you know that if you support Pork Fried Dice on Ko-fi, you can get access to exclusive, secret, behind-the-scenes goodies and art?
Just head over to tinyurl.com/supportpfd.
Plus, if you support us, Bathwack will kiss you right on the lips.
You're listening to the show about Eyeball Island, Eyeball Isle Island, Eyeball Islands. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I don't know what to say. I don't know. I don't have any control over any of the situation. I am riding a giant sea creature. Okay. How do we get everyone off of this girl?
First, you have to lick her dry lips.
Oh my god. Nobody will understand.
I know.
That
was just for you guys. You'll cut it out later.
Great. And then,
listeners, we're reading a book.
That can be included in the pre-episode stuff. They probably heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Sweet.
I want to hear it as often as I can. Licking those dry lips. Oh my god, Stephen King, what's wrong with you?
Can you remind us? So who's riding on the Dust Queen?
All right, so
with us,
there's
the party.
The party, which consists of Will and Bathwack and Roscoe and Rafina and Mo and Shimi and Oscar and Pippa.
Clockface. And then there's Gnar.
And there's Reed Thorn.
Terraria.
And there's Terrarium.
Gnar, Reed Thorn. And Terrarium.
And Dust Queen itself. Herself.
All right. Dust Queen knows that.
Oh, sorry.
Kick is Bathwack.
Everyone
Reed
knows.
Thorin knows that Kick is Bathwack.
Mm-hmm. Everyone does.
And. Everyone knows.
Gnar knows too.
Yes.
So we don't have to keep any secrets out here. We're just worried about people seeing us from the shore.
Yeah. It's also, I don't know if we ever fucking decided. We just have cyclical conversations. Decided what we're going to do about Gnar and Reed Thorin.
Well, obviously we're not going to kill them.
Send them off by themselves so then they can have adventures on their own. But tell each of them, hey, kill the other.
Yeah.
Period.
Sweet.
Good plan.
I mean, I might be inclined to tell Reed Thorin to go go find a dude named Kivash and like form up with them, like go assist them or something. And if he turns out to be a bad dude, well then Kivash can kill him.
Do you do that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'll talk to him. I'll say that to him. When we get to land, go find this guy.
Okay.
You know, don't be too overt about it. And see what he needs. And then Roscoe can go and tell him to go and kill. But that's all I'm going to do. The other guy, I don't know what, cause Reed Thorin's the only guy who I said I didn't want to, like he helped me out and we didn't kill him and he survived the shipwreck. So just send him on his way.
What do you want me to do? Should I tell him that you sent me?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And like, should I tell him you're coming or?
I Where should we meet? So what have we agreed on? We've agreed that there's a sliver somewhere in Gully's End. We don't know where.
Yeah.
We know that Bathwack's family is somewhere in the capital city.
Yeah, well, they're in like a safe room. Or, well, Bernard was also sent to like tell them to stay put or to be safe or whatever, to make sure that they're still safe. The other thing that I need to point out, and this is why I keep bringing up Reed Thorin and Gnar, is that Keevosh and Gesh don't actually know that Bathwack's alive. The whole thing is that we made up the prophecy thing that, who's the other guy? Trofast is going to tell them that you will be resurrected when the, it's like this whole thing that we're from the falls, the king shall rise. So like sending Reed Thorin and saying Bathwack told me to come get you. Like, it's a big deal that Reed Thorin, am I wrong?
No.
It's a big deal that Reed Thorin knows that you're alive. That's why I keep bringing it up.
Ah, I see. So to send him out there might ruin this whole thing.
Yeah, that's why
we should probably talk to Bathwick about that, because he's like, didn't quite think of that.
Okay, well, I'll be right there when you just said that. And I'll be like, hey, remember the reason? Remember the prophecy, yeah. Bathwick? Remember, from the falls, the king shall rise. That's why this guy might not be able to be trusted all the way. Sorry, Reed Thorin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever. This guy already doesn't like me, Bathwick. Don't use the diamond on him. Use it on me.
So, Reed, I died in Trent. As far as you're concerned, I'm dead.
Yeah, I heard. Okay. But what about as far as Keevosh is concerned?
I'm dead.
Okay.
As far as anyone's concerned, I'm dead.
Okay. So I should just...
Don't make me have to go and actually die. No, I'm just kidding.
And we had cast Zone of Truth, I think, on Reed Thorin when we had this talk before, because I think we were trying to figure out whether he was trustworthy. And Bathwack trusts Reed Thorin, but Will doesn't trust anybody. But the Zone of Truth would have made him pretty obviously, yes, that he's saying he's loyal to Bathwack. I think we can trust him. So I guess Will would tell him about the prophecy. Like, listen, it's this whole thing. So if you can spread the word. I like look at Bathwack as if like, oh my God, does this guy even have a brain? And then I realize I'm looking at Bathwack and I'm like, who am I supposed to look at right now?
You just turn in the circle. I just catch glimpses of everybody on this island.
Sky, look at the Dust Queen. I don't know who to relate to right now, but you've got to spread the word. Bathwack, you saw Bathwack die. That would be helpful. Can you manage that, Reed Thorin?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, let's see it. Let's hear it. Let's see the performance. I made the last guy audition to see if he could do it.
Zorn.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's
true. We know which episode was released.
I don't listen to the episodes.
Eric's weird.
Zorn. Yes, it's true. I saw it happen. I saw it. Our king, he's gone. There will never be another as great as him. How's that?
Yeah, that's fine, but that's only half of it. You also have to talk about the prophecy I just told you about. From the falls, the king shall rise. Maybe, okay, Bathwack, what did he see? What inspired him to spread this prophecy everywhere? You witnessed Bathwack dying, and so... Because what did we tell Trofast? Fuck, I just make something up. I'm too hot. Wait, and sweaty. Oh, no,
the phrase? The phrase?
Yeah, no, more like, when did Trofast, obviously, we told him this before we...
Staged the
before
death.
Everything that happened. And so, like, he doesn't know about the devil horn. So, fuck, what did we tell Trofast? Can we say that we just tell him whatever we told Trofast to say? Trofast heard the prophecy like when he touched the necklace or something. I think that's what he
made
up.
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah.
So
is it in the wiki already? Or have we not released it?
It might be in the wiki, yeah.
To the wiki!
To the wiki.
Trofast.
Yeah.
It's so hilarious. When I search for Trofast in the wiki, the advertisement that pops up is slanted wire shelving shelf bin organizer.
Is it IKEA? Yeah, that's amazing. I don't know. I think it was like he was going to touch the necklace. So it's got to be something. Maybe Trofast just, I don't know. Trofast is saying that he, maybe he was struck with a vision when he, oh, damn, the bones. How about when you touch the bones? You were on this cruise ship with us bearing the bones. When you touch the bones, you had the vision.
They decide
as well.
That Trofast's story should be that when he took the chain from Bathwack's body, these prophetic words were seared into his brain as if he had always known them.
Yes.
Will.
Mark Jessup.
Will does eventually seem satisfied.
Amazing. So I say that story, and then I say, so it can just be that when you touch the bones, like you were a mere passenger, or no, a mere servant, not a passenger. Can someone like you afford a ticket on a cruise ship like that? I say with a fucking cocky grin, like I'm just instigating this little dick.
I mean, I could just have worked on the cruise ship.
Yeah,
like I did.
I said you couldn't have afforded a ticket. I said you were. I said a mere servant. That's what I said. I just said
but
that.
But you're saying it like you made it up. That's my life.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I had to... Couldn't imagine it, that it was reality. Holy shit, what a bleak existence you live. Anyway, when you touch the bones...
You're a miserable fuck, aren't you?
At least I'm a creative fuck.
Who hurt you?
Oh, shut up. I'm tired of people asking me that fucking question recently. You touched the bones, you heard from the falls the king shall rise, the words were seared into your brain, now get the fuck out of my face. God. And he walks away.
My liege, what should I do?
just what Will said.
Are you sure about him? And
I trust him. He never lies.
What? Oh.
Or mostly doesn't lie. anyway,
I mean, I trust you, I guess. the least like loyal you seem.
Oh man! Oh no! Woof! I heard that.
You're gonna turn all of Bathwack's followers away.
I know
away.
Shit, but I guess I didn't hear this because I walked away. But fuck, if I realized that, oh man, I just don't like this guy.
Have them meet us the southwest of Gully's End in the wilds. I think it'll be easier for us to approach from there.
Is there a specific landmark you want them to rendezvous at? The wild sounds relatively vague, my liege.
Oh, storytelling.
You can do it.
What I have in mind is meeting out where Bathwick got lost, but I'm trying to think of a landmark that might be on the edge of it or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's a watchtower out there.
Oh, there you go. At the watchtower. Okay, so there's a watchtower southwest of Gully's End in the wilds. And you want them to meet you there. Or, well, not meet you there. Because you're dead.
Right.
But there are those bearing your bones will be meeting them there.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. And then they just stand awkwardly as they're not ready to depart from each other. They're still stuck on an island together.
I'll get out my playing cards and I'll play a game with him.
Aww.
Are they done?
Not quite.
No.
makes playing cards. There's enough.
I mean, I've written the values on.
Yeah, they're functional.
Some of the artwork. They're functional, but they're not finished.
Okay. Cool.
There's more than just like, what is it? The Three of Hearts and like two other cards.
And two other cards. It's a three card deck.
Three card deck. They're just playing, guess which card I'm holding. Now guess which one I'm holding this time. Now guess which one I'm holding this one.
I'm thinking of a card between...
Is this your card?
Between three, jack, and seven. Yeah. Guess which one.
All right. So, what's his face? Is clear. Reed Thorin. He's got clear directions. He knows what he's doing. While all this is happening, you've neared even closer to the cliffs. They're starting to loom further and further above. But you're able to make out the form of the lighthouse. It's a very unique lighthouse, you guys. You've never seen a lighthouse like this before. It is, in fact, a statue. A huge statue of...
A lighthouse. A statue of a lighthouse.
Wow.
Fuck you, Adam.
I've never seen anything like it before.
Too funny. Oh, man. It is a statue of a half-orc.
Oh.
The half-orc is standing bare-chested with his sword held high above his head. Now that you're closer and it's, you know, getting a little darker too, you can see that the tip of the sword is emitting a light.
Oh.
Ooh.
He's got a very fierce, stern look on his face. And there's something about his features. They're almost, like, it's weird to say about a half-orc, but they're very, very vaguely Chelonian.
Nice.
You also see that at the base of the cliff, it looks like in the distance there is a dock for small ships and boats.
So are we to gather that this might look like how Bathwack, like Orc Bathwack looks
you
to everybody else?
You kind of get that sense.
Because if it's, yeah, I'm just curious.
A little bit.
Okay. Because we haven't seen that ourselves yet.
That's right. Everyone else has seen it.
Yeah.
Are we still far enough out over the water that, well, first of all, are there any ships around? Like, are we the only...
The dock is empty.
On the water.
Yeah, you don't see any ships nearby. No.
And we're far enough out that we're obviously on a huge island. So we're probably, the island itself is visible, but the people on it, like we're probably difficult to see unless someone has a, you know, a spyglass or something, telescope.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that is a fair assessment.
I think I make sure that I look like Valencio Bejman and I have the bones. If I probably have to recast that spell to make the bones.
How long do they last? I don't remember.
I
think I came up with a number because its bone wasn't listed as one of the examples on the thing. I feel like I said like 18 hours.
It says bone, like 18 hours. We either wrote it in there or I probably wrote it in there.
Is it just there's one thing that's
bone.
18?
No, vegetable matter 1 day, bone 18 hours, stone or crystal 12, precious metals 1.
I think we probably wrote it in there.
Yeah.
Good job.
I tried to write it down.
Consistent.
I probably have to. I guess we were only on the cruise ship for 1 minute, but it was at the beginning of that day when Bathwack was killed.
Which was the day before this.
Okay. So I would go into my tent and make the bones and come out as Valencio Bejman with the bones. If I still have that oil bear. Oh no, it's catching Roscoe. The owl bear poilt.
Oil bear.
If I still have that, I'll wrap them in that.
An oil bear is a different thing.
So, well, I mean, I assume we play a quick game. It takes Will some time to do his things.
Mm-hmm.
While he's still in the tent and Rufina's playing the piano, I'm going to fly out away from the coast, away from the island, over the surface of the water, kind of in the, you know, just off the surface. I don't know if there are waves or anything like this, or if it's a calm bay.
It's, I mean, pretty, it's calm. A bay,
so it's probably pretty calm. So there maybe isn't a lot for me to, a lot of features for me to blend in with, but I'm going to stay low to the water and fly out away from the Dust Queen. Hopefully far enough away that she can't hear me.
Okay.
I might test it. I might whisper. Can you hear me, Dust Queen?
You don't hear a reply.
All right. Can you hear me, Xantras? Do I have to shout your name? Are you bored? How's your new king? Juliet's afraid, Xantras. I'm not afraid. Are you waiting for us in Gully's End? Can you make me a stronger king? I am the king of Gully's End, Xantras. And then I'll fly back if he doesn't reply. I'm just curious if he mm-hmm. hears me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't receive any reply that you can discern. You all right there, Bathwack? Where'd you go?
I just went for a quick flight. I'm not going to get a chance to do this again for a while.
Yeah.
You all know who I am.
Those boots are pretty cool.
Is it getting dark?
Yeah, it's getting darker.
Will, I'd like to... Is Will there yet?
Yeah, he's come back out as Valencio with the bones in the oil bear pelt.
And he's with us.
I mean, is Will ever with you? Is he ever not?
Oh my god.
Shut up.
He comes out, Rafina's right there immediately. Yes.
She's got the piano right at the door of the tent.
I try to come out, I walk into the piano. Oh, ow!
Oops, sorry.
The bones crack and crumble to the ground.
My spell! No.
Oh, it's Valencio. Hi, Valencio.
Hello. I'm not really carrying this piano forever, am I?
All right. I'll put it in the terrarium.
Is that possible?
I feel like I should be able to miniaturize it somehow. Roscoe!
Yeah. He sticks his head out of Rudy. What?
How do you make the rutabago into the Rudy?
Well, it's from the same place where we got Will's tent. It's a magical item.
I'd like to turn my piano into a magical item.
How so?
I want it to shrink down. Do you have a spell for that or something? Or do you know a person I can talk to?
I do have a spell.
Yeah?
The
smash piano spell?
I can cause an object to grow smaller.
Is that
but
for
it's
real?
It's only for the duration of my concentration spell.
Oh. How long can you concentrate?
by the book, up to 1 minute. In real life, they shoot a bit lower than that, to be honest.
Well, if I were to put it, to shrink it down and put it in the terrarium, and then if it grew bigger again, I don't know if the terrarium would explode.
What is this? What do you do?
Well, we went through all this to take the piano off the cruise ship, and Will clearly is not interested in taking it with us anymore. And
Will's trying to push it into the ocean like Roscoe did.
It's
with
farting.
The body. It's farting. The piano's farting. Can somebody push this in the ocean?
I forgot that we got the piano off the ship. I thought it was just part of what the present that we got from Will. That it came with a piano.
No, I dimension doored it off the ship onto the island.
And then Rafina decided to store it in the tent.
Yeah.
You make it sound like she's so whimsical.
Wow.
Well, I'm afraid I won't be able to help you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thanks for trying. Hey, Dust Queen, can I just leave this piano on you?
I suppose. No, I can't guarantee it will stay.
Oh, I know. I guess you don't have arms, huh?
I don't.
Maybe some of the birds will figure out how to play, and then we'll learn how to carry it away.
I love the image of like a piano just floating across the surface of the ocean.
Yeah, me too. With
a whole colony of birds just sitting on it.
Yeah, that's a photograph right there.
That's beautiful. Yeah. All right. Rafina is now at peace with the piano.
Aww.
Piano separation.
You don't want to say a few words?
Maybe she's the diamond on it. We don't use it on any people we've killed.
Uh-huh.
We use it uselessly on the diamond, on the piano. Oh my goodness.
Are we almost there, guys? It's getting dark.
You say that and you turn and the islet has come close to the dock.
I can't get closer without extending above the surface significantly.
All right, who wants to get a boat? Who wants to get in the boat? We have boats. We have those rowboats or rescue boats or lifeboats. Yeah. Who's gonna row me across the bay?
You also own a boat, just so you remember.
Oh yeah, that's true.
The ding dang dong.
But is there a benefit to that?
I'm just reminding you.
Okay.
I remembered it after the fact when you guys were like trying to make sure you got those lifeboats.
Yeah, we have a boat. Wow, you guys, it's great.
D&D.
We're silly.
Well, let's still just use these boats.
Yes.
I don't know. How much magic do we want
to present
here? In
case Ding Ding Dong can get used up.
Yeah, and also like, okay, we have our story, I guess. We're still just journeying humbly. I look at myself across Six Rivers to just bring these bones back, right? That's our whole deal.
What are we doing with Gnaw?
What do you mean, what are you doing with me?
You know, we already talked about this, Gnar.
Did we?
We did, and then it got interrupted by some other bullshit. You have to... God, we got... What I joked about was... Well, joke? Was it a joke? Throwing Gnar in the ocean, too, along with Aces. But I guess if we're going to save Reed fucking Thorin, we can save Gnar. All right, Gnar, forget that you ever heard about anything you've heard about since you got on the cruise ship. You have amnesia, okay?
Okay.
Can we cast a zone of truth on this guy?
What if I see Eldin again?
Oh my God. What does that even matter?
Do you want me to tell him about you?
About what? That I'm on this stupid giant eye in the middle of the fucking ocean? No thanks.
Okay.
Sorry, Dust Queen. I mean, what, you know, okay, so what, All right, guys, what do? We can't have him know. Okay, what do we have, a spell we can cast on him?
What were you traveling for? What was your next steps anyway?
I didn't really know. I was just kind of going. Haven't you ever like?
Yeah, I don't care anymore. you can stop answering. Why don't we send you with Reed Thorin? And yeah, just go hang out with Reed Thorin. You guys can be journey pals.
Where's he going?
Journey pals.
He has a specific job. I look at Reed Thorin annoyedly.
He looks, gives you the exact same look back.
You can't give my look back to me. You can't even do it that well.
The eyeball finger.
Yeah.
Yeah, finger comes out of his eyeball, points right at you.
Ooh, weird. He has a specific job. Nar, what do you want to do?
I don't know.
Great. Well, thanks for giving us something to work with.
Listen, I'm just gonna... I don't know. I don't even think I want to go to Gully's End anymore.
Yeah? So where are you going to go? You're here. Well, you're here already.
I mean, I'm not talking about the river state. I'm talking about the city. Duh. What, you think I'm talking about the river?
Oh, God. I hate our country. It's important. Listen, Nar, you can't be bored about this. Have I not been clear? If I haven't been clear, yes, I might be a miserable fuck. I look at Reed Thorin. But I'm also very incredibly serious about this. This is world-ending shit. And if you're a coward and you'd cave to some person coming and torturing you and for information... Well, listen,
okay, I'm sorry. I know you've said that this has global consequences, what you're doing. Is there something I can do to be of assistance?
Is there anything you can do to be of assistance, guys?
Should I stay and guard this piano?
Sure.
Yes!
Oh, God.
We'll see where the eye takes me.
Yeah, you can be captain of the eye. I can
stay
Nar.
Here if you leave me some food.
I genuinely do think that if these are the two people, Bathwack, really, if these are the two people who know our secret, mm-hmm. then we benefit from them keeping an eye on each other, right? Reduce the variables.
Roscoe, I agree. However, the thing is, you weren't there. We cast a spell to make sure Reed Thorin was telling us the truth. We can pretty much... be assured that he isn't going to ruin everything. I don't know about Nar.
Then make Nar Reed Thorin's prisoner.
I look at Nar. He's a huge half-orc,
what?
Right? And then Reed
prisoner?
Thorin's just like...
that, yeah. I was at the side.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just looking over, and I'm looking at the size of Nar compared to Reed Thorin. And I'm like, I don't know if that's going to work. I mean,
all right, then make Reed Thorin Nar's babysitter.
Does anyone have a love potion? They should just fall in love with each other.
Wouldn't that be swell? Then we can hear all about it in a month from now when they break up and he can come back crying in our laps again. Can one of you date Reed Thorin first? Can we make it more awkward like it was for me?
I bet they both like sunsets and long walks on the eye.
That's really good.
Yeah, I wish we had like a spell to just remove part of someone's brain. Part of me just wants to push him into the ocean. Part of me just thinks he's a sad sack that wants to wander the world and cry about stuff. So, I don't know. I don't think he's a threat, but the thing is, if he's tortured or something like that, he could give away information. So if I'm true to my character, I don't think Will would let this guy just go. That's my stupid problem.
So you want me to stay with you? I know he's not part of the conversation.
What do we do, guys? I can't. I'm quite entangled in this situation.
Can we ask Dusk Queen to keep an eye on them? If they stay afloat, or if he stays afloat?
I wonder how fast Dusk Queen could take them the other way. I mean, I guess we've already told Reed Thorn to get off and go into Gully's End. I mean, if Nar doesn't care, maybe we can send him the opposite direction. How do you feel about going back to Trent? Or some other place? Bear Toggle? Carnivar?
Where should I go? Where... Do you want me to just get out of here?
No wonder Eldon broke up with you.
Listen, I said, can I be of use? And then you went into me be a prisoner.
Of use? What can you do? What are your skills besides singing? We don't know anything about you.
I mean, I can be pugilistic.
I don't know what that means, and I don't want to know. Are you just saying you're from Gully's End? Or what? Don't say it. Never mind. Just, fuck.
Listen, I'll go back towards Bear Toggle region. And if I encounter people who... I'm trying to remember what he knows.
He just knows that Bathwack's alive. He knows that I'm Will and not Valencia Bageman.
I won't say that I've seen the king. It sounds like maybe... He's supposed to be dead, so I'll say that I saw him die in Trent.
You could just say that you were on the cruise ship and it crashed and there was... The bones were already there. He was already dead.
He was being... His remains were being brought back to Gully's End? Is that where you're bringing them? Great. And if I see Eldon, I won't tell him you were on an eye.
God. You know what? How many times... Get over him, okay? Just go. Please. Oh, my God. I climb into the boat, and I sit on dry land on the boat, just waiting for it to move somewhere.
You don't row it.
I just stare. I'm waiting for someone. I won't row it.
I know.
Somebody else is going to row this fucking thing. Nara, how about you row me to shore, then row back, and then row your ass that way?
Well, I was going to go by land, but sure.
Well, no,
I'm not
going to
take
by
a rowboat.
You think that we could trust you to go by land? That's the point. You have to take the Dusk Queen across the ocean or the bay.
The ocean. I thought she was going to go around towards
The
capital. Guys. So you got to be with me for a little bit longer.
I think there's probably a better solution.
Nar doesn't give a shit about anything, I guess. We could use his depression over being broken up with to let him languish on this deserted island.
I was feeling a little better until I had my conversation with you about our shared past.
Oh my God.
And it was what I thought were well-intentioned efforts were thoroughly rebuked.
What efforts? What do you want of me?
I wanted to share my knowledge of our common...
No milk will ever be our milk.
Our common milk.
It's a Billy Madison reference.
I know.
Oh, I see. Rafina says, what did you share? What?
Rafina... Stop.
We share an ex-lover, Rafina.
Now we have something to talk about.
I think we already knew about this, and I was hoping that we would all forget it. But let's, all right, just stay here, I guess. Dust Queen, make sure this guy doesn't get off of your eyeball.
Wait,
Why don't you keep him in the tent?
I don't want him in my tent. My tent is mine. No tent will ever be our tent.
Asko's going to pull Bathwack aside. Bathwack, why aren't we sending him with Reed Thorin? If we know we can trust Reed Thorin, and we're not so sure about Gnar, why aren't we sending him with the guy we can trust?
I'm fine with sending him with Reed. Even if he says he saw me, I'm sure Reed can make something up.
Roscoe's going to go over to Gnar.
Sorry, you know, Bathwick was fishing.
Sure. Roscoe's going to go to Gnar and he's going to say, Gnar,
How would you feel about joining Reed Thorne on his travels?
Where is he going? So is this part of this grand mission that you're on?
Well, it's not really a part of anything. Reed's not really a part of our group.
Okay, but he's on he's on a journey that you're sending him on.
Well, I didn't say that.
Okay.
Between you and me, Reed could use the company.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Russ wants to, like, get a sense of, is Gnar actually considering this?
Yeah, you think he is.
Does he seem open to it?
Yeah.
I knew it!
I mean, you pointed, you guys are talking about, like, these grand things and purposes and...
Yeah, grand piano. A purpose
I'm trying
piano.
To say something serious, Roscoe.
Oh, okay. All right. Not used to that, sorry.
And I could probably use a bit of purpose in my life. Lately, at least.
Well, this would be a way to get that. You help out Reed Thorin. You're in a way, in a circular way, kind of helping us out too. And this way, you know, this is really just the safest option for everyone, you know, if you know what I mean.
I think it's almost like a threat, maybe?
Oh, no, because my fear is that if you go off on your own, we've made a lot of enemies. Mm. We're probably going to make more in the future. And if any of them were to, you know, track you down, you know, I just want to make sure you've got protection.
So Reed Thorne is my protection?
Yeah.
I mean, safety and numbers and all, I guess. I mean, have you like looked at us next to each other?
That's what I've been saying.
Now that you mention it.
I guess I haven't. I've never seen you both on the same eye at the same time. Uh-huh.
You know what? Sure, I will go with Reed, and I don't need to know more than that. I'll stick with him, and he'll have him lead the way, and we'll go wherever we're going.
Good. I think that's a good decision. And Reed.
Yes.
That's cool, you.
Sure. Why not? We'll have lots of deep conversations off air. we'll take note of all of them. We'll share our deep thoughts and discoveries and musings when we meet again.
Yeah, a bunch of conversations away from us. It'll be good for you.
Okay. But I guess we all gotta get up this cliff first.
Yeah, but Reed, like if it ever reaches a point where either or both of you are about to be captured or questioned by Xantress or this lady Juliet or like any kind of bad guys, you can kill each other in a self.
So like a suicide pact? But a murder pact.
Yeah, murder with suicide's an optional like add on.
Like an undercoat.
Can I join this pact, please? Can I just kill myself right now? Because that sounds
Oh,
good
Will.
To me.
Guys, come on. Will's getting antsy. He's on this rowboat just sitting there looking all mopey. He wants us to get over there. Yeah, come on! And at Mo and Shimi's urgings, everybody gets on the boats. Not a single word is said. And you
Wait,
all...
Wait, one last thing. Hey, Gnar! And Rafina strikes up the aria on the piano that he was sang at the talent show. How would you like to take this piano with you?
I don't know that I'd be able to.
I think it floats.
Do you push it in the water?
I push one leg in the water. It floats.
Yeah, it just stays perfectly level. It floats literally completely above the surface.
Amazing.
It's like a water strider.
Yes, exactly.
It's all about the surface tension.
Surface tension. Yeah.
Beth, like, does Queen have, like, standing orders from you in terms of, like, where to meet us or what to do when we give a certain signal from the shore?
We still have our signal. I don't know if... Hey, Dusk Queen, if you saw our signal from the land, what would you do?
What would you have me do?
What do you think, Roscoe? Should we have her attack any ships that she can reach? I don't think she can come close enough to do things to the land. To do things on land. I don't think she can come close enough.
I could come upstream for a bit, but not for extended periods of time.
Let's say this. I think the existing signal. Wait, wasn't it? Didn't Bathwick change it?
Oh yeah, I just made it a bit more complicated, yeah. So we don't have another accident.
Yes.
So I think if and when it comes to it, we can find a way to flush out Juliet's forces, lure them out into the water, and have Dusk Queen make short shrift of them. Is that right? Make short shrift?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds right.
So, but Bathwack, you tell Dusk Queen, I'm rusty on my gullies and geography. Where's the main dock area of Gully's End? Is it by like the mouth to that river?
Yeah, it's by the mouth of the river.
Yeah, you know where to go. You know where to go. This is all old hat to you, Dust Queen. I mean, you once washed up on the shore.
Yes.
You're intimately familiar.
I know where to go.
Oh, but please be careful. Don't end up out of the water again. I wouldn't want you to be hurt.
Make sure you're hidden.
We'll stay hidden until the signal.
In which case, maybe we don't want this piano to be floating offshore.
That's all. That, all they'll see is just the piano.
I think that might be kind of conspicuous.
The tip of the iceberg.
I keep trying to save the piano.
Duskwing, are you hungry? Can you eat this thing?
Eat the piano.
She always wanted to put things down the mouth.
I'm full on the other thing she's been putting down there.
Okay, goodbye, piano. I put a sail on it and it floats and it flies away.
Flies? Whoa.
I mean on the wind.
Okay.
It sails fast.
It sails away. All right. You all can decide personally what you see as Rafina pushes the the piano off the eye. So yeah, you guys pile onto the rowboats, and you make your way over to the dock. It's just a small little dock there. Again, no major ships can moor here. And there's just a small little beach at the bottom of the cliff, which now towers directly above you. And there is, in the side of the cliff, an archway within which you can see a warm orange flickering light emanating from within. And you can see the first of what you suspect to be many, many, many steps leading upward. And we're going to find out where those steps lead next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Cool.
Right into Bathwack's crotch.
That's King Bathwack.
Crotch Bathwack.
Regal crotch whack.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please leave us a kind review wherever you listen to us. Also, consider supporting us by subscribing to us on Ko-fi at tinyurl.com/supportpfd, where you can gain access to lots of exclusive treats and behind-the-scenes goodies. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.